That flute can only mean that Flora Lichtman is here. Hi, Flora. Flora is
Hi,
our
Ira.
Correspondent and Managing Editor for Video, and we've got our Video Pick of the Week.
This week, it's some far-out science this week. The researchers reporting in the journal Science say that they can turn tiny little water balls into a cooperating network that acts sort of like the tissues in your body. And you can see them in all their very multicolored glory on our website. It looks sort of like the tapioca balls in bubble tea.
Oh, bubble tea, sure.
Or, you know, caviar, whatever your reference is, high or low. Bubble tea was what came to me.
We know you're at salary level,
yeah,
so it's
exactly.
going to be bubble tea.
Right. So but they're micro-scaled.
Right.
And they stick together because the way that they're made, and the technique was invented by Gabriel Villar while he was getting his PhD at Oxford, is that they're shot out of these little, it's sort of like a 3D printer, and the water is shot out of these very thin tubes, and as soon as it leaves the tube, it's in a vat of oil, and the oil covers each little droplet, and the oil is what causes these little balls of water to stick together. And what Villar and colleagues showed in this paper is that they don't just stick together, they can move together.
Right.
They can transmit electrical signals through certain pathways if you tweak what's inside the little balls.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that, you know, he said in his wildest scientific fantasies, you know, this might be the tissue transplant of the future. We're not there yet. But that's the idea.
So far in your video, you show you that you can make something that looks like a Band-Aid, now, like cover a
it's
cut.
Like a blob. It's a really beautiful blob.
It's beautiful.
Though.
It reminded me of flower petals, you know,
yes.
Opening and closing.
Yeah, so this is one of the neat things. They figured out how to make these little balls move in concert, and the idea is to use osmosis. So in some of the balls, they have a higher salt concentration than the other ones, and water can pass through this oily membrane, and so the water travels from the less salty balls to the more salty mm-hmm. balls, and because they're stuck together, you get this unfolding and these sort of complicated geometries playing out in real time, just through the salt. And so they've actually gotten these little water networks to
right.
do mechanical work, even.
So they think that there might be some medicinal benefits to this later
Drug delivery was another idea.
Yeah.
And it depends on what you can put in the balls and get them to do. So, you know, with the osmosis, you can't get them to unfold after mm. they fold it up.
Right.
But they think there may be other ways to induce this movement. And they said that, you know, if they can transmit electrical signals via ions
right.
through these balls, maybe you could get them to act like a nerve where you would stimulate them and they would produce their own
mm-hmm.
sort of current.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're thinking in far out terms. But they really are pretty to look at.
They're gorgeous.
At.
It's gorgeous. It's our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. When you look at it, first when you see the process of how this looks like these little pipettes or
mm-hmm.
the balls are dropping out, they're dropping out in a couple of colors
mm-hmm.
and they get, just like you say, they get to be built into something like a 3D printer.
Yeah. And
that's the first thing that struck me. Hey, we got a 3D printer with these little things.
It's a watery 3D printer and it's mostly automated. But there are some techniques that require some manual manipulation, and Gabriel Villar said to me that he built it so that you can actually control it with your keyboard, and it's like playing Tetris. So he has like all. Even if you look in the video, you'll see some sort of weird. He's clearly had a little bit of fun making some of these blobs
yeah.
with the different colors and building squares inside circles inside squares.
There's no end to what you can do with this kind of stuff.
He said, you know, I think he had to do a lot of it, so it's a good thing
yeah.
that it was entertaining.
It would have to be entertaining, right?
Yeah.
A lot of Twinkies, maybe. All right. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com, where all our other videos are up there for all our weeks. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our correspondent and managing editor for video. Our associate senior producer, Christopher Intagliata, Sam Flato and Eli Chen, our production assistants, Neil Rauch, our technical director, and Manoli Weatherall's at the controls here today, ably assisting him. Hi, Manoli. Christian Scotta is our director of communications, Daniel Dana, our executive director, Annie Nero, our development associate, Jennifer Fennick is our grants manager. Julie Leibach is our managing editor online. Leslie Taylor is our web editor. And if you missed any part of our program, you want to see our website, go to sciencefriday.com. You can also download our apps. Yeah, we have Android and iPhone and iPad apps, and you can take it along during the week with you and watch all the videos, listen to Science Friday. And we're on our website tweeting at SciFry and having a great conversation all week long. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.